toys, you'll never outgrow us.
Each sold separately.
I like those odds.
Welcome to episode 30 of Where the Toys Are.
Episode Dirty 30.
Dirty 30. I'm your co-host, Brent St. James. I'm Where the Toys Are on Instagram. And
I'm Sam Super the Grill Gangoo, the audio tourist on Instagram. What's going on, Brent?
It's good to see you. It feels good to have you.
It's good to see you.
It's been a long time. It's been about a month.
It's been almost a month since we did our last episode.
And children, let us tell you what this is going to be, a show full of tea. In fact, I've got a big cup of tea right next to me in this big Mandalorian cup.
I like that tea. It's a nice tea mug.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's necessary for this evening.
It's been really busy. A lot has happened since last we spoke. And, you know, we figured we'd just go right into it.
Yep. And Sam, do you want to talk about what you've been up to since our last show?
We'll talk about my experience. So about the day before we released our last episode, me and my girlfriend, Penny Lane, took off to Europe for a cool 8-9 day trip. And we've been planning on it for a while. And after being, you know, locked down for COVID for a couple of years, not really being able to travel, it was really nice to go like, hey, we're working towards this goal. Everybody's just like stacking and making sure we can have a good time in Europe. And we went to Europe. We went to Brussels, went to Belgium, went to Paris, France, and went to Amsterdam and had a really great time for a week. And it was really cool because I've never really been to old Europe. I've only been to England a couple times. And England was cool, but old Europe was just so neat.
Yeah.
To see buildings that have been around for, you know, hundreds of years that weren't bombed during World War II. And it was beautiful.
Crazy.
It was really cool. Also got to do a little bit of, checking out some toy stores out there. I went to the Tintin Museum out in Brussels, which is really cool. I'm a big fan of Tintin. You know, he was created in Belgium. And, you know, the Smurfs were created in Belgium. And France has, like, you know, Asterix the Gaul and a few other kind of, you know, Euro characters. So it was kind of cool to go check out some cool museums. And we went to the Louvre in Paris. And we went to the catacombs. And in the catacombs, it was really cool. Like, I had this plan. So I've been wanting to, you know, ask Penny to marry me for a while. But I figured this was a good opportunity to do it. And a lot of things in my life had happened on a certain trajectory where I'm like, okay, everything, all signs say go, you know, green. It's time to do this. And so we spent the entire day at the Louvre Museum in Paris, France, which is pretty awesome. Huge. We were there for 4 hours. I saw the Mona Lisa. I saw the Venus de Milo. I saw so many amazing paintings and pieces of artwork and sculptures. And oh my gosh, I swear to God, I've seen every single nude Greek statue on the planet.
I was going to say, was it cruisy?
But it was amazing.
The pictures were just amazing.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. And then, so we wanted to go to the catacombs because the catacombs in Paris are, it's an amazing place. The catacombs are basically a giant underground graveyard for bones. They started storing bones there hundreds of years ago. Parisians from many, 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 many hundreds of years ago were all buried there and moved there from other graveyards and stuff. So we kind of want to go check it out. It's literally you walk down 150-foot like spiral staircase into the ground. Then you walk another like quarter mile to where the actual catacombs begin. And it's just walls of bones on both sides of you. And
crazy.
The ceiling is really, really low. And it was a really creepy but really kind of fascinating thing. I'm a big fan of history. So I found it to be just like beautiful. So I found this one spot in the photographs. I looked at the catacombs. It was like this marker with a cross with these like skulls, kind of looked like a heart. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to ask her to do it there because I was like, oh, this is a perfect spot. So whenever we travel, we do this dumb thing where we do hard style pose, you know, we pose and stuff, you know, where you get down on one knee and lock your hands and like hard style. So I'm like, oh, when we get there, I'm going to suggest we take a photograph and go ahead and ask her then. So, you know, we're going to the catacombs. She's getting a little bit of anxiety because it's like, it's kind of gnarly, you know? Yeah. You're like in a small space. It's like 6 foot high ceiling with like a 14 foot across space. And it's just really weird because you know that you're safe technically, but it's just so, such a crazy place to be at. No, absolutely. We eventually get to that marker and then she's like, hey, let's take a picture here. So she went ahead and suggested that,
perfect,
we take the picture here. And so we handed her phone to this couple that was behind us, and we got down, we're going to get down on our knees to, like, you know, do the heart style. And when that happened, I'm like, hey, I want to ask you something. She's like, what? And I pull out a ring and ask her to marry me. And she said, yes. But the look on her face is just, she was just so, so hella shocked and surprised.
Love it.
And I kind of like how it all kind of worked out.
Were people clapping and things like they do in movies?
Well, the couple who was behind us were awing and ooing, and I'm like, did you guys get a picture? They're like, oh, we just hit the video button. So we got the whole thing on video, which is kind of cool. Yeah, so we have a video of that moment. And then we hiked out of the catacombs because you got to climb back out another big spiral staircase. And then we kind of sat outside of the gift shop and started texting people and you know, kind of just taking it all in. And then we went to a bar in Paris, an amazing bar. My niece and her husband are friends with this guy named David, who runs this amazing bar in Paris, France. It's kind of a Twin Peaks themed bar, mm-hmm. but it's also like movie macabre type stuff. And he's a total metalhead, real sweet guy. He looks like Gary Oldman as Dracula.
Okay,
like he's got the looks just like him. It's a really interesting dude. So we got a hold of each other like the day before. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm gonna totally come over and check it out or whatever. You know, I'd love to come to your bar. He's like, oh, please come. I'll be there, you know, from six to midnight. So I'm like, you know, that sounds like the perfect place to go to. I have to celebrate our engagement. So we went over there, and the bar is called the Pili Pili, P-A-L-I-P-A-L-I. And it's this killer little bar, and David was awesome. He totally had champagne. He had mezcal. We had a tough time finding tequila and mezcal in Europe. There wasn't not a lot of tequila. And, you know, he set up the absinthe drip for us and everything. And then we did Motorhead karaoke, and then he ordered pizza for us because he wanted some food and everything. And we had a fantastic time. And shouts out to my niece and her husband for introducing us to such a wonderful dude. And he was really cool. So that was a really cool thing to, like, be plugged into, like, a cool bar to go to.
Fairy tale. Yeah. You know, dream come true.
Yeah, and then we went to this other bar called Le Syndicate, which is one of the top 50 cocktail bars on the planet. They make really... They bill themselves as making, like, your grandfather's cocktails, but better. Mm. And so we went there. And then, you know, the next day we went to the Eiffel Tower. We took off to Amsterdam and on. We just had a really good trip.
Love it.
Yeah, and I did get to do some toy hunting out there at some shops in Brussels. I went to a couple, like a shop that was like mostly imports, like Chinese imports, but then they had a lot of NECA stuff, and they had a lot of Marvel Legends. They had a lot of older stuff. I saw some really cool things, and I saw some rare European Jumbo Mazingers, Jumbo Machinders, which I hadn't seen. I've only seen like online or on eBay, and I didn't make it back to pick it up on my way out, but I was like ready to carry this thing on the plane with me. But I went to some other toy shops and comic book stores. And it was kind of cool to see how universal everything was.
Right.
You know, because it's all American influenced, really. But it was cool to see, like, vintage Star Wars stuff and vintage collectible stuff, you know, Disney stuff, you know, Jurassic Park stuff, all in, like, different shops all over Europe. So that was really cool. Yeah.
You know, it's been, you know, it's just... We've caught up to everything being, you know, this far along in the game. It's like, you know, like you said, it's universal.
Yeah, it is universal. It was really neat. So
universal language of figs.
Yeah. So Europe was really awesome. And, you know, getting home, it was really cool. And we really feel good about everything that's going on. I'm really happy that I'm going to marry, like, my best friend. So
that's amazing. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. It's going to be a good couple of years.
Yeah, well, thank you very much.
Totally.
You good guys stuff.
Congrats.
Thank you. So, yeah, so that was cool. And then, you know, I was we had a layover in Montreal. And, oh, my gosh, let me tell you, I got a message from two of my favorite dudes when I was in Montreal.
Yeah, so.
Previously on
WTTA.
We're back, baby. Pandemic's over.
Pandemic's over.
Pandemic's over.
Pandemic's over.
I'm in trouble.
Right after the last show, we recorded on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
And you guys left on Saturday here.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God, what was the timeline? Friday, I woke up and I was like, I don't feel quite
right.
Yeah. There's something, I feel like I might be getting a cold or something. Whenever my left ear hurts, when you try to touch it on the inside, you know there's going to be something wrong. go to work, do all the things. Oddly enough, by myself that day, for whatever reason, thank God, I'm by myself by the at the shop that day. Or maybe I was a B-Wing, but never unmasked, thank God. And because now we know where it's heading. Saturday morning, I woke up and I felt like shit. I was like, there's something wrong. I don't know. I'm going to go to work because I didn't even think about what it could be. I'm going to go to work and I'm going to ask B-Wing if I can leave early and come back home because I have Sunday off. Get to work and I get a nice little text from Ross Sewage, our good old friend Ross.
Good old friend Ross.
I was thinking about calling him on this. And he said, you know, you might want to get tested. I tested positive for COVID today, so you might want to test. And I was like, shit. So it's like noon on a Saturday. The store is cram-packed full of people. And first thing I said was, have you told Sam? Have you got a hold of Sam? And he goes, well, I texted, but I haven't heard back. And I'm like, fuck, Sam's like on his way to Europe. Like, he could be patient zero. So it ended up being full. I got a test and came back to the store and tested, and it was full on. I didn't have to wait the 15 minutes. I put that shit on that thing, and that thing raced up there, and both lines came up, and I was like, shit. So I went home and we shut down operation. Well, you know, we never were unmasked at the store because there's so many people. B-Wing tested negative that day. Daniel tested negative that day. Steven tested negative that day. And you did when you finally got to Europe.
Yeah, the crazy thing is that before I left, I took 2 COVID tests.
Right.
And they were negative.
Right.
And then in Europe, I'm in Montreal. I'm like, cool, I got these messages from my cool friend.
And you're like, oh
shit. And I'm like, you know, eating.
It's a movie. It's a bad movie.
I'm stuffing my face with poutine at the Montreal airport, which is delicious. Drinking champagne. And I'm like, well, can't
just
do anything
in case it's the last time.
Can't do anything until I get to Europe. So I, you know, on the plane, we were masked the whole time. And the thing about wearing the mask, when I wear the mask and talk, it dries out my throat in a weird way. So we had all these like cough drops with us because that happened to me last time I flew. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to deal with coughing on the plane or nothing.
Right.
So we were masked the whole time. And then we get to Europe and we're able to test before we come back. And there was no problem. We didn't test positive.
Huh. It was never enough sick.
Yeah.
Nobody I know except for Ross got tested positive. And I tested positive for 6 days. And for 5 of those, it was your pictures and things and stories were getting me through it. So I'm like, well, there I'm they glad. Are. And like, you know, because it was a couple of days of pure hell.
Yeah.
Of everything they say. And then it went away.
Yeah. You know,
so weird.
I had a friend who just recovered from COVID as well. And he said that he was out for like a total of 7 days and he kept testing and it kept coming back positive and positive and positive. And then he finally was able to like come back to life after he didn't test positive for 2 days.
Right.
Yeah. But oh my gosh, I'm so sorry you went through that, Brad.
Yeah, it was crazy. Hopefully never again. And hope, you know.
Yeah. So you and Ross are convinced it was the, oh, we, it could have been the convention.
It could have been the convention, but I just don't, you know, I think about how when on the way home, Daniel was there both days.
Yeah.
And then on the way home, he and I stopped and got food and ate it in the car on the way home.
Yeah.
And he never, ever, and they tested negative. That's all so the way
weird.
Through. Yeah. I mean, I keep the store really, really clean.
Yeah.
As far as like, you know, doorknobs and everything. So it, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just the weirdest thing. So it, something latched on to me and Ross and there it was.
Oh, man.
But he was down the exact same time.
Yeah.
Because we kept in touch the entire week. He said, how are you feeling? I'm like, shit, how are you feeling? He's like, like shit.
Yeah. I kept checking in with Brett pretty much every day to see how he was doing.
Yeah, thank you. Really, and I love you for that. And
really worried about
him. The only time I came out of my room was to walk Klee. Yeah. And I was completely masked up. Of course, it was like 80 degrees that weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm walking around the neighborhood all, you know, because I know I have 5 days off. And I'm walking around. And that's when you see every fucking neighbor you can imagine.
Trying anyway, to say hi to you. Yeah.
Well, let's take a little break and we'll come back and talk about some pickups.
All right.
We'll be right back.
Journey to the all new world of adventure with the Star Wars droids. The race is on. R2-D2 and C-3PO get Thal Jobin ready, set, and gone. Thal's a sure winner, but villain Size and T-Chrome want to stop him from the side gunner Teague attacks. Thal races for his life, but here comes Jord Dusat in his A-Wing. He fires, hits his mark, and sends Teague sailing. Who says good guys finish last? Share the adventure with these figures and vehicles. Batteries not included, each sold separately. New from Kenner's Star Wars Droids Collection.
And we're back.
And we're back.
With
so
pickups.
We're going to go into pickups, and thank you for bearing with us. It's been an emotional emotional episode of Where the Toys Are so far.
We're just getting our feet wet and getting to know each other again.
Highs and lows, highs and lows.
This tea is setting me on fire.
There you go.
All that time I've been drinking wine. And tea is the thing that's like, you know, opening up my heart and my mind.
There you go.
And
so
other things.
Let's talk about pickups. Brett, what do you got, buddy?
Well, I picked up the Disney Ultimates from Super 7. They're beautiful, beautiful figs. I packed them away. I didn't pack them away, but they're over there. I can't show you one, but Pinocchio,
yeah.
Mickey Mouse in his
the wizard
thing. It comes with this really heavy book, giant book, and Prince John from Robin Hood.
Nice.
Amazing figs. I think I might be all in.
On those?
Yeah, because I don't know. We make really, really good figs, and they're getting better and better. I have to say, Prince John doesn't stand up, so it's that ankle thing again. I love my company, but ankles don't stand.
You know, I think the worst ankle articulation is McFarlane Toys. Their ankles are just like two-way pegs that sit, and eventually, they just can't stand up.
Right.
It's a bummer, because they make such a lot of cool stuff that doesn't stand up. Now, Hasbro and everybody else seems to make normal ankles.
Yeah.
They work just fine.
You know, Hasbro, that's how I got to learn how to pose the Black Series figs is their ankles. You start there and go up. You know, I mean, pose their ankles how your ankles would be posed.
Exactly.
So they nailed it. Same thing with, like, that creature. I don't know if I talked about the glow creature from the last time, but I got the Jada Toys glow creature.
Beautiful, beautiful Jada Toys.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I'm liking
Hopefully
this.
We'll, you know, talk about other things from them.
Yeah, we got some things in the works.
I got some pre-orders from Amazon, came in like months early of Ahsoka and the Client from The Mandalorian.
Oh, wow.
Those are two of the best figs I've ever seen.
Okay.
The Client is a great fig. His body is...
is it reuse or is it new?
It's new, and it's like one, as far as I know, and it seems like it's one piece, and then there's legs. It's really cool.
Weird.
He can't sit because of his cloak, but if I get a chair from Lance Peter Luke, maybe he will. Ahsoka is one of the best Black Series figs I've ever seen, ever. The likeness is great. She came tight out of the box, so when I say that, her face is good, her arms are, you know, nothing's all jiggly, and
that's great.
So she's one of my favorite ones. I finally got the Catwoman from McFarlane, the Batman 66,
the Eartha Kitt.
It was a pre-order, so I had to take my chances with side eye, and she does have side eye.
It's weird how everything's got side eye.
Yeah. So speaking of these things, there's a variant of the Riddler without a mask going around. So if you see him,
I will
snatch him.
It's really funny how a lot of companies will be like, we'll just give you extra heads or this. And then some of the companies like McFarlane are like, this is a gold label, so it doesn't have a mask. Right. Or this is a this, and it doesn't have that.
And and we're not going to even announce it. We're just going to put it out and let you find it. So that's kind of cool. I mean,
the hunt is always on.
Somebody's always thinking over there. I got the Mezco 5 points Batman box set, which is sitting over here. It's a massive thing.
Beautiful, beautiful 66.
I think it's the best Batmobile I've ever seen.
Yeah,
and now beautiful. I've got it into scale with the Ecto-1 and the DeLorean. So
nice.
My 118 vehicle line is coming together.
Oh, yeah.
I really want a Christine still, so
nice.
That kind of thing. And so I'm sure there's a couple more things, but that, you know, they're always going to be around. My two favorite pickups from this last go around has to be from NECA. I got Richard Simmons and Elvira.
Oh, yeah. That Elvira figure looks amazing.
It's got to be Fig of the Year. Thank you, Charlie, for picking up two.
And then Richard Simmons, he just looks like, it's like a photograph.
Right. So it's like a really, really good line. I should bring him down.
Yeah. Are they up in the upstairs studio?
Yeah, they're upstairs in the lounge.
Yeah.
In the Interior Illusions lounge. but I think I want to start collecting some of these things. I already have the guy, Quint from Jaws, and we talked about this in the last show, Richard Dreyfuss on his pre-order.
He's coming, yeah.
Hopefully. But yeah. And I don't know if I need like Ace Ventura and things like that, but
they look so good though.
I know there's so many things you could do with it, but Elvira is on and she stands up right out of the box.
Yeah, I need to get an Elvira. Penny's like, we need to get an Elvira
for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. I do believe that wraps up my pickups.
Okay, look at you showing some restraint.
You know, I'm like I said, I'm sure there's more.
So
but my restraint is about $700 since I last saw you.
Oh gosh,
you know what I mean?
It has been a while.
When
I was in Europe, like I said, I saw a lot of cool stuff, but it was an issue of carrying stuff back and getting back to locations. I did pick up at the Tintin Museum some Tintin, like 3-inch molded figures of Tintin and his dog and the captain in like spacesuits.
Oh, nice.
Which is like my, it's like from this one book where they go to space. They take this beautiful rocket, and they made in the museum shop, they had every Tintin figure from every story. And then they also had little die cast cars. So in that particular story, he's in a little, he's in a Jeep with his dog and the captain and the ship, the spaceship guy, and they're driving by the rocket, and I got the little die cast truck. It's really cute.
Love it.
And they actually sold the to scale rocket. It's like, it's about this big. It's like, you know, 4 feet tall, but it's to scale to those figures, those toys. Oh, I just loved it so much. So that's the only thing I really picked up in Europe. But I did pick up some t-shirts at the Bulldog at the Bulldog the Bulldog Cafe in Amsterdam. They had these really cool key rings that were like perfect, like 1/6 scale, 1/12 scale t-shirts.
And I put one on Darth Maul.
I saw that.
The shirtless Maul.
Yeah, mine's on like a Power Ranger. It's pretty funny.
I love it. Did you have to split up the back to get it on?
No. Well, the Power Ranger figure is like a, it's like a, you know, an import one, so I was able to take it apart and just stick the torso in there. But
oh, that's cool. Yeah, I had to give it a little snip, but
yeah. But that, when I saw those, I'm like, oh, Brett needs one of these really
for
badly.
Sure. I can so, go on so many, but on so, She-Hulk.
So then getting back, you know, there's a lot of stuff that was floating around. You know, for example, here's a Target update. They're having some big clearances on all old Jurassic Park Amber Collection stuff.
Yeah.
And the Eternals figures are finally on sale.
Oh, God.
For like $5 and $7.
Wow.
Yeah. So you were talking about getting some Angelina Jolie head.
Yeah, if you know totally. What I mean. I'm always down for some, you know, cheap figs.
But those are $5, and the Age of Apocalypse X-Men figures are also off pretty cheap. I did pick up an Ellie from Jurassic Park, and she's a great figure.
She looks great. There's a lot of new JP things out that are great.
I just have her sitting at the Dragon Ball Z cafe, like hanging out with Joaquin Phoenix. So I picked that up, and with a combination of some of those sales, and they had a Target Circle offers, I was able to pick up the Joker and Superman to complete that horse. And then at Walmart.com, I was able to find the Dark Knight and Robin. And then I got all four parts, and I was able to make the horse.
Huh.
And the McFarlane Dark Knight Returns horse is pretty freaking awesome.
Really?
Right now, McFarlane is offering a lot of horses with like the Witcher toy line. He just announced a cowboy spawn on a horse. Yeah. So they're getting a lot of mileage out of that horse mold.
Yeah.
But it's a great, these Dark Knight figures are great. I was pretty stoked on finally putting those together.
Remember, they did Sleepy Hollow back in the day, too.
Oh,
they
yeah.
did that horse for them.
Oh, I used to have the Sleepy...
The tree up there,
so the Ghostman used to be... Hollow. The Ghostman was Christopher Walken, right?
Yeah.
The Horseman was Christopher Walken.
Yeah.
I used to have that figure. I think we talked about this in one of the early episodes.
Maybe,
of him holding the heads.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah.
So,
they've always been horsey.
Yeah, exactly. So, they went ahead and did a pretty good job with those. And then I also picked up the vintage collection Mandalorian Grogu with the ice spiders.
Oh, yeah.
At Walmart. That was something that went in and out of stock, and I found it, and I was just stoked to get it because I can pose it with the Razor Crest, and now I'm getting
it. Did it come in an envelope?
No, it did not.
Oh, wow.
It came in a box.
Wow.
And it was looking just fine. Yeah. And I haven't even cracked it open yet because the box is so cool. And we'll talk about this when we start talking about Hasbro, because there's a big discussion going on about Hasbro's not going to be using plastic bubble anymore for figures.
Yeah.
But vintage collection collectors are up in arms. Like, but that's the whole point of displaying the figure. Anyways, so picked that up and then was able to finally add Echo to the Bad Batch. Echo's a fantastic action figure.
That's the one I need. I need Echo.
I found him.
And Omega.
I found him at Target. He was just sitting on the shelf.
A lot of people are finding this wave at Walgreens right now, too.
Oh, yeah.
Along with that 212.
A couple of the Walgreens around here just ain't doing it for me. But
no. The one over by Lake Merritt used to be the one to go to.
Yeah.
But.
Well, my buddy Coldblood, he finds, he found the bats on discount at the Walgreens on 51st and Telegraph.
Really?
They get some stock, apparently.
Huh.
Yeah, but he works over at Tattoo 13 up there.
Yeah.
And so he pops into Walgreens occasionally and finds stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. So that might be a place to look. So also was able to grab, also from Walmart, the Walmart exclusive Marvel Legends classic Doctor Strange. He's like the 70s Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
He's got the great like sideburns and the fuzzy hair. And he comes with another head where he looks like he's got his eyes closed. And you can pose him with his cape, his plastic like candy shell cape. You can pose him so it looks like he's got his legs folded and he's meditating.
Nice.
Like he's floating. because the balance of the cape and we got his legs all folded up, it just looks awesome.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I picked that up because, again, that sold out on Walmart.com and then it came back into stock really quickly. And then went ahead and hit the GameStop and was able to pick up the Captain America Toy Biz 20th anniversary figure. Hasbro's doing these 20th anniversary Hasbro Marvel Legends Toy Biz style packaging. The first like five figures were like Captain America, the Hulk, Toad from X-Men, and I forget what other character. Oh, Iron Man. So they did it in this classic Toy Biz like kind of blister packaging with a cool stand, with a cool insert background thing. And they come with all these great accessories, and they're really, really well done.
Yeah, I got the Hulk.
Yeah. Oh, you got that new Hulk. Yeah. Oh, I love the hair on that Hulk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His summer hair.
Oh, that's funny. He's so, I don't know. I still think that other Hulk is better. The big tall one in the back.
Yeah, yeah. The neon one. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, I still want to get that one.
But they're great.
Yeah. So
they're expensive.
Did he come with a little stand and stuff? And
yeah.
Yeah. And all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And
finally, I was able to find the Boss Clone Trooper from the video game from Gaming Greats at GameStop. And the Knight Brother, the Yellow Knight Brother from the video game,
love
Fallen Order.
Fig.
He looks like a Neanderthal with his stick.
A good
one. Awesome. Yeah. So been a little bit busy making up for lost time. And yeah, so that's it for pickups. And then let's see. We wanted to go ahead and we might as well just go into the news because we're here.
Might as well.
Might as well.
We're here and doing nothing at all.
So meanwhile, while I was in Europe, Nick Toys put up the animated party van. They put it up on pre-order. The pre-orders ended last week or the week before. It was $250. Doesn't have as much stuff as the Super 7 one.
Right.
But it still was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I talked to my nephew, Sonic Toast. I'm like, yo, what's up? Are you going to pick one up? He's all, are you kidding me? I got so much damn turtle stuff. He's like, maybe if I find it on a discount or something. I just can't do it, you know? And it looks pretty cool, but I mean, I like the fact that NECA went ahead and put it up on pre-order for 2 weeks. I'm like, hey, it's here for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
They did that with the Secret of the Ooze 4-packs and a couple accessory packs, and they're starting to do that a little bit more, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Because it gives people a chance to get something that they can't find at retail.
Yeah, completely.
So then also...
There's somebody else doing it, too.
Oh, besides Super 7. I think Toy Biz.
Are they?
Toy Biz is doing like the classic Turtle Man. Huh. I think that they've already put it out.
Okay.
But it's the scale with their like 5-inch figures or whatever. All right. Yeah.
I would think that if that's your thing, you would want all of them.
Right. So then NECA went ahead and they also announced that they're, putting out more Turtle stuff that's coming in more waves. And then, of course, we just had the, we're all waiting for that awesome Elton John figure.
Oh, God.
That looks pretty awesome. And then we had McFarlane. They're doing a lot more multiverse, Batman stuff. But they're putting out a really cool Green Lantern figure from Kyle Rayner, who's one of the Green Lanterns they haven't done yet. He's the Green Lantern with the black hair. Saw the sculpt. It looked really good, really good detail. I just, again, would really wish McFarlane would fix their joints because it's really disappointing. Then they also announced Mortal Kombat figures. Everybody forgets that Mortal Kombat is still a thing. Of Baraka and Nightwolf and a Commando Spawn. Now, Commando Spawn is a version of Spawn where he's like a commando. So he's got a bunch of guns and he's got bandoliers and bullets and grenades. Well, the figure doesn't come with guns.
Of course.
Because it's a WB property and they have that gunman.
Yeah.
So it's a Commando Spawn and doesn't have any guns.
They're going to make like accessory packs.
Supposedly. And then this Friday, the 30th, I think it's the 30th this Friday, GameStop is having Spawn Day and McFarlane will be introducing exclusive Gunslinger Spawn on a horse.
Yeah. And the giddy up.
And the Bloody Clown, which is a clown figure, but it's all bloody and stuff. So, like I said, he's getting as much as he can out of that horse, man. Yeah. The biggest thing that happened last week is Hasbro did a huge Spider-Man 60th anniversary fan first Tuesday.
Right.
They announced so much Spider-Man stuff. It was insane.
Some really good stuff, too.
Some really good stuff. So Dan, Ryan, and Dwight from the Marvel Legends team, they're pretty solid, like the G.I. Joe team. They're my top two favorite teams, third being the Transformers team and the Star Wars team. Yeah, but anyways, they do a pretty good job of showing stuff off. They're doing the two Moon Knight action figures in the Steven version that has the suit and then the one that has the cape. They're doing two separate figures, and that's going to come also in the same assortment as a Disney Plus Ultron wave that also has Kate and Hawkeye from the Hawkeye series, and you can build an Ultron figure from the What If series, which is kind of cool. A lot of really good looking figures there. Then they announced the new Thor Love and Thunder wave, which is showing up everywhere, which has the all new, you know, likenesses of the, from the new Thor movie. Thor looks great. He looks like he's like he's wearing like a weird like red vest. He just looks like a rocker.
Yeah.
And Natalie Portman is the new female Thor. Lady spoiler. Thor. And she looks pretty good. They're also doing Gore the Butcher, which is being played by Christian Bale. He's entering the MCU. Valkyrie, who's now the King of Asgard. And then there's also a Star-Lord and a teenage Groot. And then you build all that together to get a Korg, which is a stone guy. So they also made a hammer, like a, you know, hammer majoiner, like a, you know, kind of a cosplay thing that makes all sorts of noise. And then they really started going into the Spider-Man stuff. So they're going to do eventually a three pack of Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, and Tom Holland's three Spider-Men for the last Spider-Man movie.
Nice.
Which is really, really cool. They didn't show any pictures. They're like, it's happening. We just don't have any images yet. They also announced an action figure of Ned and Peter Parker
in
their regular school clothes from like one of the early movies. And it's really cool because the Ned figure looks just like Ned.
Yeah.
And he comes with like this stretched out Spider-Man mask that he, you know, he put on in the movie. So I don't think I'm going to pick him up, but I really just like that they made them.
Yeah, I need them. I love things like that.
Yeah,
it's really, really things. Cool.
So then they also announced from the Spider-Verse, Spider-Man Noir, the Nicolas Cage old noir. Spider-Man. He comes with a cool trench coat and a spider ham. They went ahead and also showed off a bunch of the 20th anniversary Toy Biz figures, like I just mentioned in the previous pickups. They also revealed Future Foundation Spider-Man, Iron Spider, Silk, classic vintage Doc Ock. And then they also teased last year from the Venom comic, The King in Black, the actual bad guy, and he looks fantastic. He's about like 9 inches tall, and it comes in a two pack with a Venom that has these crazy bat wings.
Love it.
So if you're into Venom, that's coming. And then there's this comic book called Renew Your Vows, which is about Peter Parker and Mary Jane having a family. And in that series, like Mary Jane becomes like Spinneret. She's like a female Spider-Man. So it's like her outfit is like white and spider web. And so they made a cool two pack of them.
Nice.
And they look really, really cool.
Spinneret.
Yeah, right. And then the other cool thing about this is that a lot of these figures are pinless. So there's no pins holding the figures together, which is really cool.
Because,
you know, on a lot of the older Marvel Legend figures or a lot of the Hasbro figures, you can just see the pins and it just looks really weird.
Icky, yeah.
But now everything's
especially if there's no clothes.
Right.
If it's on flesh.
Everything's becoming pinless, which is kind of nice. So we're also getting a retro Spider-Man Lizard on the retro card. I'm a big fan. I love the retro Spider-Man line. It's just one of my favorite lines to pick up. The figures look good, and I kind of like the old packaging, even though I throw it away. And let's see. They also announced the 60th anniversary Spider-Man from his first appearance in Amazing Fantasy. This figure is fantastic. It looks just like the old-timey Spider-Man from, like, you know, where he's got the web under his wing, the web wings under his armpits, and it's a fantastic looking figure. It's for the 60th anniversary of Spider-Man.
60 years.
Yeah, so that was pretty much all for Marvel Legends of Spider-Man, but one thing that a lot of people were talking about is the price increase. And we've talked about this on the show.
Yeah.
So I got some numbers on that. It looks like around 2007, Marvel Legends were about $9.99. 2012, they shot up to about $14.99. 2014, $19.99. And most of this wave that they announced for this 60th anniversary Spider-Man wave is in between $22.99 and $33.99. And then $40 to $60 for the two packs.
Wow.
So, I mean, I think that Venom King and Black two pack is like $80.
I know the Ned pack is $57.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just kind of nuts that like the inflation. And then the other thing is that a lot of the new figures they put out, aside from the Toy Biz ones, come in these boxes now.
Right.
And the boxes have no plastic. Their accessories are in these like little paper bags. And to be honest, I like the boxes. Because people are like, oh, it's going to suck because people are going to be able to swap in figures and, you know, scam people. Sure. But from a collector's point of view, it's just going to be nice to have a bunch of nice boxes you can stack or get rid of or whatever.
Yeah, totally.
Instead of having this like weird packaging you just throw away.
That doesn't fit together.
Yeah.
And yeah, we'll see how it works out. I mean, I think there's going to be a lot of swapping and when it comes down to that kind of thing. But most of the stuff we're doing is pre-ordering anyway.
Right.
So
right.
Hopefully it's going to come from the factory and you're not going to get.
Well, again, a lot of vintage collectors, Star Wars vintage collectors, people are like really bummed out because they're like, well, the vintage collection that comes on blister cards is vintage because it comes on blister cards.
That's why it look. Yeah, you want it to look like it was in 1979,
yeah.
That kind of thing. So, yeah. I mean, is really you're going to put like a fig out? How big is a box going to be for a vintage collection fig? The same size as a card?
Well, let's answer that question right here. So the Ahsoka Tano and Book of Boba Fett vintage collection figures come in a box.
Right.
But they also are supposedly like deluxe things. Figures.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I can understand if Hasbro is, you know, trying to save the earth by getting rid of plastic, but then they should stop making figures that just peg warm. You know?
I know. save the earth later.
Yeah. I don't know. Or, I mean, I think that they could find some balance, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder like how many other companies are going to try to follow suit with that. I don't think that Super 7 has any plans to,
yeah.
You know, I noticed that some of the Ultimate boxes are smaller these days. So,
yeah. Well, I mean, presentation is really a big thing with toy collecting, you know, especially if you're an in-box collector. So anyways, another thing to note about Hasbro, because they're always freaking busy, is April 26th, which is tomorrow. We got a G.I. Joe Fan First Tuesday where they're going to be announcing a bunch of new G.I. Joe stuff. So we're going to go ahead and cover that, and we'll talk about that later on the show.
Yeah.
And then let's finish up with news, because there's just so much stuff.
There's so much.
Mezco Rumble Society 112 Assault on Krieg Pale Driver Set. So the Kriegs are these, like, have you seen them? They're about, you know, 6 inches tall. They're armor. They're like bug-like, and they come in different shades of that armor.
Right.
It's one of their own properties, like these alien super soldiers that they have their own property. They put out a two-pack that one is red and one is white. Comes with a bunch of accessories. I think that stuff is really, really cool. The fact that, like, Mezco is doing original property ideas.
Yeah.
Those are always fun to do. Okay, and then Super 7. Oh, my gosh. So today they just announced a Exodus Paul Bailoff anniversary figure that came with a zine. There's a couple different metal magazine fanzines that came out in the 80s in the Bay Area that covered the emerging thrash metal scene and metal scene in the Bay Area. And Ben, who works for Super 7, what's his name?
Brian.
No. The guy who covers the metal stuff.
Brian Liu,
sorry. Yeah. Brian Liu was there. He was a photographer. He was a zine contributor back in the day. And him and Brian from Super 7 decided to make a Paul Bailoff metal fanzine action figure. Yeah. And they put it out today. It's up on the site. It comes with a really cool packaging of Paul Bailoff with his, that looks like an old zine.
Yeah.
And then it comes with an actual zine. They went ahead and made a commemorative Paul Bailoff zine that didn't exist before this moment. And I was just woke up to that. I'm like, oh my gosh, these guys did it again.
Yep. They're on fire.
Completely. Yeah. So that's been pretty cool. And then we got the Cliff Burton in the red that also came out as well. It looks like they're also announcing Social Distortion is going to have action figures with Super 7 as well. The punk band Social Distortion. And then, you guys released that crazy, Disney, 20-inch high, like, lizard thing?
Yeah, the alligator, and then there's Pinocchio tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh.
Today. Maybe it was today, but yeah.
Oh, they're going to be big figs.
Yeah.
Those are crazy.
So imagine, like, Pinocchio would be life-size.
Pretty much.
Maybe he'll come alive, maybe I'll get one and have my own little boy.
And then and didn't you guys also release a Charlie Brown?
Yeah, there's a new Charlie Brown with the red shirt.
Oh, man.
Just like in the comic book from 1960, I think it is.
Yeah.
Or comic strip, anyway. And, yeah, for all the people that didn't get Charlie Brown first time around, that didn't, you know, I feel bad if you paid $1,100. Now, he doesn't have a yellow shirt, but, I mean,
yeah,
fuck a yellow shirt sometimes. There's also a new Snoopy, too, for everybody that missed out. So
yeah, so we got that coming out. We have glow-in-the-dark Iron Maiden reaction figures coming out. Record Store Day. Was that exclusive to independent record stores? Yeah. We have the last wave of G.I. Joe Ultimates Wave 3. The pre-orders just closed last week.
Yep.
Looking forward to those. And then there's just so much more stuff coming out. And, Super 7, always, always rocking out.
Always grinding.
And then Mattel is continuing with Motu, waves 6 and 7 and 8, which are all pretty much Masterverse style figures.
Yeah.
So you're going to see a Masterverse style Jitsu. You're going to see an armored Masterverse style He-Man. And then they're also doing a She-Ra and Hordak 2-pack, which is going to come out soon.
Beautiful.
And I got my Sunman in the mail finally.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. It's. I remember we ordered it the week we came home from PowerCon last year.
Yeah.
And it finally showed up, and it came in this really beautiful blister packaging, which is removable that you can put it back, you know, take it out and put it back in. And it comes with this really cool red foil card, that's autographed by, the woman who's the creator. Yeah.
Nice.
So I haven't displayed it or anything, but I'm just stoked to have it. That's it's cool. So cool.
Yeah. Good times with that one.
I'm looking forward to more of that.
And then, PowerCon.
Yeah. So that's about it for news. There's a lot of other stuff going on, but I think we covered a pretty healthy chunk.
I think so. I think that, and we're headed into Comic-Con season. So I know that there's going to be a huge, you know, physical one this year.
Yeah.
I'm wondering about like how much, like if there's like not a stay at home-a-con as far as I'm concerned,
right?
How much stuff am I going to get, you know, to be able to have, but that's, you know, neither here nor there. So it's going to be nothing but news from now until the end of the summer and end of the year, really.
And one more thing to note is that Star Wars Celebration is coming up at the end of the month.
Yeah.
We won't be attending, but we'll definitely be giving you all the coverage and tea that we can find from that event.
Right. I have a lot of people that are going that are going to be constant in contact. So, yeah, at the end, I just like, I don't think so. I think I just hold off on this one for whatever reason. I don't know.
Yeah.
Me not going to a Star Wars Celebration.
I know.
You know, so
I thought about it.
I thought about it. I'm still thinking about it. I'm still thinking about it. Like, you know, I just don't. Nah.
Come on. Just a Sunday. Quick one.
A Sunday. A
quick Sunday.
Okay.
Anyways.
Okay.
We'll be back.
Hey, Spidey, isn't Marvel's new Pizzazz magazine fantastic? Fantastic, but not perfect. But Pizzazz has the lowdown on Jaws, too, and more Sean Cassidy picks than his mother. It's sensational.
Sensational, but not perfect.
How about Pizzazz's Goofy Guide to TV? It's wild look at sci-fi movies. It's games, puzzles, comics. What could be more perfect?
Me on the cover. Not the Hulk.
Pizzazz, the almost perfect new monthly from the off-the-wall gang at Marvel Comics.
Hello, G.I. Joe fans. You may have seen some G.I. Joe figures on shelf or shipping out earlier than expected, so we wanted to share a bit of information with you about that process. When we share on-shelf and availability dates, we estimate the shipping time and the time it will take for total product quantities to be delivered. To give the best experience possible for fans, we ask that retailers wait until they receive all of the shipments needed in order to have a successful amount of product to place on shelf. With varied and sporadic product shipments recently, these shipments sometimes arrive off schedule and have led to products hitting shelves early or in limited quantities. Our goal is always to get product on shelves and shipped out to fans who have pre-ordered it around the same time, so we're working closely with our retail partners to get shipments out to stores as fast as possible in those full quantities. While you may occasionally see an item that you pre-ordered on Hasbro Pulse on shelf first or maybe shipping out from another location, it's due to these shipping variations and you'll be receiving your pre-ordered item on the original date stated unless we reach out to communicate otherwise. We are working diligently on this issue and we thank all of you fans for your patience and continued support.
The G.I. Joe team at Hasbro went ahead and got together again and did a recap of what they're putting out. We got to see some figures we only saw composites of, or you know what they're doing is like renders of, and then we got to see other stuff finally in the flesh, and we got to do some pre-orders. So
six of them. That was crazy.
I was pretty satisfied. I was able to get my pre-orders, but I think there was a couple of surprises. Now, so they started off with showing off, you know, a repack of Zartan and Storm Shadow in the retro packaging, which is a Walmart exclusive or something. I could be wrong on that, but it's in the, you know, retro packaging. And then we also got to see the official announcements of the Tiger Force, Recondo, Cobra Viper, Trooper, or Cobra Trooper, and Bazooka. And those are looking pretty cool. They're really going
beautiful figs.
Yeah, absolutely. Bazooka looks great. Recondo looks great. And they also showed us some repaints of the Ram Cycle with Duke, also in the Tiger Force colors. I was hoping for another vehicle, but you know, they gotta make the money off that mold again.
And you know, I never got Duke in the original run, so this will be my Duke.
Oh, nice. That's gonna be good.
Although I missed all pre-orders.
Right, right. So then also we had a repaint of the Snake Eyes that just put out with the Wolf. I wasn't into that because it's like a very slight repaint. I thought the one that they put out with the Wolf was great, was pretty much perfect. So we went ahead and also got the pre-orders on Hasbro Pulse and Target for those Tiger Force figures. I was able to grab those on Pulse pretty easily, along with Dusty, the Crimson Guardsman, and Zarana. Those are the other three they showed us actual production samples of. Dusty looks just like he does in the original G.I. Joe line. The Crimson Guard looks exactly like he did back in the day. And Zarana looks good. And she even has two haircuts. She's got a poofy rockabilly haircut and then the mullet haircut. That looks perfect. She looks really great.
She does. They all look, they're just splendid.
Yeah. So I'm really glad they're sticking kind of to the old classic G.I. Joe style to be able to get these done the right way. So really stoked on those. And then the big surprise we had is Sergeant Slaughter showed up to make an announcement.
Dan Hunt! Okay, at ease and listen up, maggots. This is Sergeant Slaughter, special drill instructor for G.I. Joe, the real American hero. I'm here to share some top secret intelligence with you. The G.I. Joe team is up running stronger than ever with a new line of 6-inch action figures. I'm very proud to announce to you that I, Sergeant Slaughter, have been called back to active duty by the Joe Command to once again train the greatest heroes that have ever fought. So you Cobra clowns better look out, because I have re-enlisted with Hasbro and we're taking no prisoners. These classified recruits are good, and I will make sure they stay that way.
Yeah, so how about that? Sergeant Slaughter's coming to G.I. Joe officially through Hasbro.
No, and didn't we always kind of think this is going to happen?
We did.
We hoped it did anyway.
Yeah, and it looks a lot more just like the Sergeant Slaughter from the cartoon and the original toy line, which is fine. Because, you know, the Valorverse one, that's a whole nother look. It's like more like military and more like, you know, I don't know.
Right. I think there's room on a shelf for both, for sure.
And it was kind of funny because, you know, I have an alert on my Instagram for Valorverse and I saw them put something up. I'm like, ooh, wonder what they're going to put up. And they were just like, this is great to see, you know, Sergeant Slaughter returning back to Hasbro G.I. Joe. It was very positive. I thought that was kind of cool. So Slaughter made the announcement. He's coming back again. He owns his own license, so he can license it to whoever he wants. And it's kind of great that they're bringing him back to G.I. Joe. And his figure looks pretty much textbook. He's got the, you know, the workout top with the whistle and the hat. And I don't think he's going to probably come with guns, because he actually never really came with guns back in the day.
At least he's more of a,
Yeah, it's just a drill.
Head.
So overall, I thought it was a pretty good announcement for G.I. Joe. I pre-ordered pretty much everything that was available and I was able to get everything. And I'm glad that I got them through Hasbro Pulse instead of Target. But one thing that they did mention, and we did play this at the beginning of our segment, is that they're working on bringing what's available for pre-order and what's hitting the stores and having that sync up. Because, you know, some people are like, oh, I found like Croc Master at Walmart, or I found, you know, this figure here or there. And people are like, oh, those aren't even out yet, you know?
Yeah.
The Star Wars stuff too. And as they explained at the top of our segment, basically it boils down to different quantities leaking out to different stores. Smaller stores will put them out as soon as they get them, and bigger stores need to put them out on a street date or whatever, but it just, you know, gets lost in the transition from factory to shipping to distribution. So, yeah. Overall, I felt pretty good about today's presentation.
You know, they're always so positive too, the folks over at Hasbro. My hat's off to them. It looks like it's really fun to work there.
Yeah, it seems really cool. It was kind of funny. They were complaining about the fact that they were in some random conference room. But then,
yeah, well, you could see people walking behind it.
It's funny because they still managed to, you know, decorate it pretty cool with some Rise of Cobra older figures and stuff. Oh, and just a quick, I'm already doing corrections here. It's the Python Patrol officer. That is the figure that is looks like it's, you know, Python Patrol is the version, like their version of Tiger Force that Cobra has. So anyway, nice. Yeah, I'm looking forward to adding these to my collection. And, you know, they're telling us that in June, we're going to go and have a big G.I. Joe celebration with a lot of big announcements. So I'm wondering what that's going to be.
I think we're going to see some vehicles. I think we're going to see a HasLab announcement.
Yeah.
You know, and it's going to be like a helicopter or something.
Yeah, that might be cool to get something like a mid-sized vehicle or something might be pretty.
Why couldn't they? I mean, they could do the, we'll sit and daydream.
They should do a Jeep at least, or his tank.
At least a Jeep. That one Jeep that came out, the very first Jeep.
Yeah.
And then recently it was an RC thing.
Yeah.
We've talked about this before.
Exactly. So anyways.
How many G.I. Joe figs are you up to? Classified.
Oh, classified? I'm missing. I never got a Cobra Viper. I'm still missing the actual Cobra Viper. And I think that's all I'm missing.
So, what, 30, 40?
No, I think it's up to 28 or something, 29.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe Santa Claus will bring you a Cobra Viper.
I hope so. I did order that 3-pack. So, hopefully, that'll be. That one 3-pack that's coming out through all channels, like, you know, Big Bad and also Hasbro Pulse. So we'll see.
I have dropped the ball literally like 30 times on G.I. Joe in the past. I have to take my toy show chances.
Yeah, I mean, stuff is out there. And, you know, all you really see on the shelves is Lady J and Lady J and Flint. That's all you really see on the shelves anymore.
Cobra Commander,
right? Anyways, one more thing that they also showed us previews of was the two Cobra Ninjas in blue. The one blue ninja is actually a redeco, but it comes with a really cool Oni demon mask. And then the female ninja comes with a really cool cat mask.
So beautiful.
Those are two figures that looked really cool. I like that they're, you know, repaints are okay, but it's really great when they come with more accessories and have a different look. And I think that's the first female. It isn't actually the first female ninja body. I think it's the body from the recent Snake Eyes movie film female character. I think her name was Akiko or something. That's probably her body that they went ahead and used. But, you know, hopefully we'll get some. Jinx is one character that everybody wants from the classic line to hopefully make it into this line. Either way, I thought it was a pretty good presentation. I was pretty stoked on it. I thought, you know, as a G.I. Joe fan, I feel like I'm getting what I want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Completely.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be a good couple of years, I think, for this kind of thing.
Yeah. I'm just wondering because everything cycles out after what, like 6 or 7 years?
Yeah.
See what happens, you know, because I remember, you know, they did a 6-7 inch line back in 2011, 2012 called Sigma 6. And those were really posable, but they were kind of really cartoony looking six, seven inch G.I. Joe figures. I collected a couple of those. They were kind of cool, but they're like a little bit too cartoony. So it's really great to see it finally like a proper 6-inch line, which is doing pretty well. Yeah.
And you got to figure too, we're going to like see a 6-inch Indiana Jones line in the next 8 to 12 months too. So
yeah, I am looking forward to that to see what characters they come up with and really good representation. I thought the old LJN made, didn't LJN make Indiana Jones figures? Not they made some after Kenner, I want to say.
I don't know if they ever made 6-inch ones.
Or like 5-inch.
But to see those characters done. So I'm just, you know, just saying because the Classified is such a beautiful line. It slides right into like the Black Series and, you know, those kind of things.
Right. Well, in 84, LJN did make an Indiana Jones line for Temple of Doom.
Oh.
And they were about 5 inches tall and they all had action features. Like, you know, Indiana Jones could crack the whip and Mola Ram could stab you or whatever. You know, they only made a couple figures, but they're still, you know, that's as close as they ever got. For that last Crystal Skull movie, they went ahead and made what 3¾ figures that were kind of weird,
and they had this and like a Barbie size one too.
Yeah, well, back in the day, they had the classic Kenner Barbie size one. Yeah, absolutely, with a weird felt hat or whatever.
I have a German like Barbie sized male figure from that line.
Oh wow,
armband and all, but they didn't put like certain things on the armband.
Gotcha.
It's just on there.
Anyways, so that's all we got for this G.I. Joe wrap-up. You know, where the toys are, always keep me abreast of the cutting-edge news when we can.
Abreast.
TV things. And TV things.
Back with some TV things.
All right, Brett. So I guess we've both been watching Moon Knight.
Yeah, I actually sat down and just caught up with the entire thing in the last 2 days. I hadn't watched it until today, until like the last couple of days.
I've been catching it every week, and it was kind of odd because it didn't really completely hook me in the first. The first episode kind of hooked me. Second episode is kind of weird, and then it's the last episode that really got me. Like, okay, I can't wait. Yeah. I've kind of gotten over the whole thing of waiting to see the suit again. Which is something that it kind of does.
Yeah.
And Moon Knight is a really complicated character in the Marvel universe. He's, multiple personalities where you don't actually know if he's actually, mentally ill or if there's actually three people living in his body.
Right.
So the way they kind of dealt with that on this show, I think has been really neat.
Yeah. Interesting. And makes you think about yourself a lot too. Right. Like, oh wait, those voices.
Yeah. The whole, every time he looks in the mirror, they can see each other, whoever's trapped and everything. And I think it's just, Oscar Isaac has done such a great job.
He's a good one. And I could watch him just do nothing for 3 hours.
I know.
And he's.
So, that's, pretty well liked so far. It came out at the end of March, and, the next episode is episode 5, which is going to happen, on Wednesday. So we're not going to go ahead and really talk any more about it.
Yeah.
And then eventually we'll do a wrap up. We just want to say, give Moon Knight a chance if you haven't.
Totally. It's something different. Like those, I'm not really in, I mean, I, you know how I am. I'm Star Wars.
Yeah.
But I really like this one because it seems a little bit different than all the other, and the kind
of
things.
It has kind of like a Raiders of the Lost Ark adventure vibe too.
Exactly. Kind of like Black Panther.
Black Panther.
That movie seemed different than it wasn't as goofy as the other ones. Yeah. So I was really into that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Right on.
Whereas not as, not Star-Lordy and things like that.
Star-Lordy. Oh my gosh.
Don't get me wrong. I'll look at him too.
Anyways. So yeah, check out Moon Knight if you haven't checked it out yet. And then in other TV things, I am currently watching Tokyo Vice on HBO Max. Tokyo Vice is about an American journalist who plugs into the Tokyo Vice police squad and he descends into the neon underbelly of Tokyo.
Huh.
So this is based on a book. Adapted from a book called Tokyo Vice, and this stars Ansel Elgort was in that movie Baby Driver. He's like that, and also he was in West Side Story, the most recent West Side Story. He's that tall, awkward swan looking guy. He's in it. It's really a good show because you also have Ken Watanabe, who's been in like the Godzilla movies, who's a big Japanese actor, and then an entire Japanese only cast. And it's about how this kid becomes a reporter for this big, prestigious Tokyo newspaper, and he's investigating all these crimes. And the first episode was directed by Michael Mann, who directed my favorite movie, Heat, who also directed a lot of great noir movies like Miami Vice. He directed, the original Miami Vice TV show. He created that. So it kind of has a little bit of that, Vice feel. So check it out. HBO Max. That really hits all the neon bells that I like so much. And then yesterday we got to the movies. We haven't been to the movies in a while, but we went to go see Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore, a Harry Potter universe production. Now, I've seen the other two and I've seen all the Harry Potter movies. And Penny Lane is a big fan of the Wizarding universe and stuff. So it's been kind of cool to see like this stuff through her eyes where she was really stoked to check it out. And, I enjoyed it. They switched out, the main bad guy, Grindelwald, was played by Johnny Depp. And then at the last minute, they switched him out for Mads Mikkelsen.
Galen.
And it's really weird because you can see in the film how this was written with Johnny Depp in mind. And Mads is a great actor, but he kind of falls flat in being as like flamboyant as Johnny Depp. But basically the premise is that Dumbledore knows the powerful dark wizard Grindelwald is moving to seize control of the wizarding world, and he can't stop him, so he gets Newt Scamander, who's the guy who basically has all the Fantastic Beasts in a suitcase, and he puts together like a crack team of wizards to kind of stop Grindelwald from taking over the wizarding world. So it was really a fun movie. The cool thing about the Harry Potter world is like, it's magic, so I can't really You know, I just talked about like Tokyo Vice and crime stuff and more real world stuff, and then the Star Wars stuff and science fiction stuff. But with the Wizarding stuff, I just really enjoy it because I'm not invested. Right. I'm just watching it unfold, and I really enjoyed it. I thought the movie was pretty enjoyable, and the sub plot, which I won't go too spoilery into, was very LGBT forward, which I didn't expect. You know, considering that, you know, the author of Harry Potter is getting a lot of heat for being non-trans friendly, and I don't know. Politics aside, it was.
I've never seen any Harry Potter movie. It's crazy.
They're really fun and enjoyable, and it's crazy.
I tried to watch one or two, and yeah. I was just like, nah, it's just not my thing.
Well, with the Harry Potter movies, you get to watch these kids grow up. You know? Anyways, check it out. You know, even though Depp isn't in it, it's still worth checking out. I'm sure
he's at home being abused by his wife, by his ex-wife.
Oh my gosh, have you been following that?
A little bit here and there. She seems horrible.
Yeah, but it's like he's kind of a piece of shit too. You know, like
Lord.
Did you hear the thing? I read this whole thing. I thought it was like a meme joke. I guess he's like she ate a chalupa and got sick and pooed in my bed as out of anger. It's like what the hell? Oh
god.
And then he lost like a thumb with a vodka bottle and she was like high on Ambien. I don't know, man.
Oh my god.
It's like again just like the slap. It's rich people doing rich people
exactly.
shit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And rich people shit don't give a shit about you and me.
Exactly. So anyways, so that's what I got for TV things. Going forward, we're on the cusp of the premiere of Obi-Wan series. Yes. Obi-Wan series
exactly is a month away.
Is premiering a month from today.
Yeah.
Or from tomorrow. Anyways, it's a month.
It's yeah.
And everybody's really excited about that. Today there was quotes from Ewan McGregor saying, "Oh, when I got to work with Darth Vader again, it was really scary." Yeah. He was like, "It was really viscerally scary," and it was like that got me so pumped.
Can't wait.
So a little nothing to note for all you Star Wars freaks out there. May the 4th, they'll be doing a Disney behind the scenes, special about the Book of Boba Fett, the making of the Book of Boba Fett, the gallery. You know how they do that mm-hmm. after the show's done. So I'm going to definitely watch that because I want to watch them film those slow ass mod totally. Chases. I want to see how they did that.
When does that start? You said
May 4th. It comes out May the 4th. Yeah. And then finally, I am pumped because I'm a big fan of the TV show The Wire. Which is about crime in Baltimore. They're doing a new TV show on HBO Max tonight called We Own the City, which is also done by David Simonson. And it's about the true story of crime, cops, and corruption in Baltimore.
Hmm.
So that's coming out. It's going to be a weekly episode thing. You got a really great cast who are all in The Wire, as well as John Berthal, who plays the police sergeant in it. So
yeah,
a lot of good TV things going on. And yeah, that's all I got for TV things.
TV things.
TV things.
This episode of Where the Toys Are is sponsored by You Good Dog. You Good Dog is a dog CBD company. It was founded by an avid dog lover and conscious consumer who was inspired to create a pet wellness brand offering USDA certified organic and premium grade broad spectrum zero THC CBD products. These products are specifically formulated for dogs. Each ingredient is consciously sourced and tested for both purity and quality to ensure the safety of all of our furry family members. So check out You Good Dog at UGUDDOG.com. That's You Good Dog at UGUDDOG.com.
And we're back.
And we're back. Well, you know, Bud, I got to say that was a pretty well-behaved episode.
You know, I think it was. And I don't think anybody caught any kind of diseases off this one.
Yes, sir.
Not yet, anyway.
Yeah, so...
knocking wood. Yeah. Knock wood.
Thanks again for joining us on Where the Toys Are. Like I said, due to illness and traveling, we're going to go ahead and get on a more, bi-weekly schedule to get more episodes out there. We've got a lot of cool things in the works. Summer's coming. The convention mm-hmm. season's going to be heating up. And the toys are just not going to stop coming.
We know where the toys are. They're here. And they're over there. And they're over there.
And their piles are there over there.
Yeah. You know, everywhere. I gotta say,
the studio's looking pretty good. You went ahead and got some stuff nicely organized.
All the things are getting placed with their own, families and things.
Yeah.
But that's all going to change. There's going to be a new shelf there. So
yeah.
It's a never-ending, process.
It looks good. Home, I'm taking my stuff out of storage and storing it at home. And so I'm going to do some shuffling around and might be able to get my own little archive going in the garage.
Nice.
So we will see.
It's a nice little zen place to come.
I feel you on that.
Turn the black light on and it's on.
All right, Brett. Well, thank you so much for joining us one more time.
And it's great to see for listening. You too.
I'm glad that we're doing well.
Everybody's home and safe.
Everybody's home and safe.
Healthy for the most part.
And Ross, if you're out there, hope you're doing well, buddy.
Yep. We can't wait to have you back.
Exactly.
For real, though.
All right.
Well, as we always say about this time,
peace
through plastic. We'll see you next time.
Toys, you'll never outgrow us.
Each sold separately.
I like those odds.
Where the toys are.